AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Brace yourself if you're along the East Coast. A punishing storm that dropped lots of rain on parts of Florida is now moving north. That's what it sounded like in Hollywood, Florida. A couple airlines are allowing free flight changes in the region. CBS Boston meteorologist Alyssa Andrews.
Rain showers really going to ramp up as we get closer and closer to sunset here for this Sunday. And then the best chances of rain and the heaviest rain impacts we're going to see is going to be Monday morning into the afternoon hours. And along with that, we are looking at this flood watch into effect through Monday evening. As that happens, we're also expecting wind gusts.
A large crowd demonstrated in Tel Aviv after Israel's military acknowledged three hostages were killed Friday by friendly fire. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocencio on the reignited hostage talks.
For the first time, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged Israel has restarted hostage talks with Qatar and have engaged Egypt just days after his war cabinet said no. Now, that development came late Saturday night as thousands of people assembled here at Hostage Square, where I am in Tel Aviv, demanding the government do something, anything, to get the rest of the hostages still in Gaza home now.
The U.S. is calling for Israeli operations in Gaza to wind down. The BBC's Emily Thomas has more on the views of other world powers.
The foreign ministers of Britain and Germany have said they support a ceasefire in Gaza, but only if it's sustainable in the long term. David Cameron and Annalena Baerbock said in a joint newspaper article they were not calling for an immediate truce, but they said too many civilians had been killed in the fighting between Hamas and Israel.
Senate Republicans are standing against a deal on immigration with the White House. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham said on NBC he doubts there will be an agreement before New Year's.
America's under threat, according to the FBI director, since October the 7th. Jihadist groups want to attack us because we're helping Israel. I've never been more worried about a 9/11 than I am right now, and our border has been obliterated, and we're not going to give in on some Band-Aid fix.
A new CBS News poll shows GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley is gaining ground on former President Donald Trump in New Hampshire. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Silvanto.
Nikki Haley is up substantially from where she was this fall. And one reason is voters tell us they see her as reasonable as compared to the other candidates and prepared to be president.
The poll shows Trump is still way ahead in Iowa. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooge with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Plus, dive into festive channels like Holiday Movie Favorites by Lifetime or Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles in the morning and some fog around as well. Clouds will stick around all day long. Temperatures will make their way into the upper 30s by lunchtime. We'll probably be in the mid-30s by the end of the afternoon. West winds gusting up around 20. Snow showers Sunday night. Currently 35 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sitting here with Earl contemplating on how bad we want to talk about them Detroit kitty cats. How you doing, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Before we even get into any of those things, I'm going to ask Calvin. Calvin, you've been to pro football game, any pro football games?
I've been to one.
Okay. So, I shouldn't say pro. Let me ask you something. You've been to many high school games, right?
Of course.
Did you ever sit through a 3-0 high school game or youth football game, 3-0?
I've been on some bad losses, but never game that's 3-0, no.
Man, the Detroit Lions and, man, who was it they played? Las Vegas Raiders.
No, the Vikings.
The Vikings and the Raiders. What did I say?
Detroit Lions.
Oh, okay. The Vikings and the Raiders played four quarters pro football yesterday. And in the last minute and a half of the game, the Vikings kicked the field goal and won 3-0. Gilbert, you play a lot of football. 3-0. Now, you're a defensive player. You held a team to 3 points. And you lost the game 3-0. Now, I know fans paid a lot of money to see the game. And you lose 3-0. Your thoughts?
First of all, I don't know why you brought that up. They both are horrible. Second of all, imagine being in a game where you're shutting the offense down. And the only way they can score is by kicking field goals. And they kick 7
field goals
to beat you. Remember that game when we played Dallas up there?
Yeah.
And they kicked 7 field goals to beat us because they couldn't score on us.
They scored 21 points.
Field goals, man.
Points are points, right?
Well, then why are we fussing about the 3 points? That
well, at least they scored 7 field goals.
You don't want to lose by to no field goals. You want to lose by touchdown.
Listen, man. 3-0.
You know what it is? The dye is finally going to your brain.
3-0. Man, I don't look.
This is what I'm trying to say to you. You don't want to lose by field goal. Period. If the game's tied 7-7, you don't want to lose by field.
Hey, man, I go to baseball games, and people, it'll be 1-0. And people say, what a great game. And then I'll yawn and say, what game? Because 1-0 puts me to sleep.
But okay, defense got to win sometime, Earl.
Give it. I want to see a baseball game 14-10.
See action. See there?
Hey, football game, I want to see 28-21. Action.
I don't.
Action. Basketball game, 135-120.
My God.
Action, man. That's what people pay. They They've changed the rules, Gilbert, in football, and you know this, to benefit the offense.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
I get that to you. I get that.
So when you first think about when you first came in the league and what you could do as a defensive lineman.
And then
think about at the end of your career how they had changed all that.
Oh, my God. That's what I try to say. We was taught in the meeting room, if you don't hit the quarterback, at least fall at his feet to let him know we coming. Now, the only thing you can do is send him a telegram by Wells Fargo. We was close by you, dog, but we can't touch you because you safe.
You think about this, man. The sacks today have gone down because you can't fall on the quarterback, right?
No.
Hey, well, you pile drove him. What do you? So you wrap your arms around the quarterback. If back in the day, you could wrap your arms around the quarterback and fall on him.
You know what was amazing to me, Earl? Watching the quarterbacks practice sliding. Is this baseball? Practice, the quarterbacks are practice sliding because once you go on the slide, you bet not touch
him. I don't.
You bet not touch him.
So you think you're a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Or a defensive back, mm-hmm. and you running full speed because the quarterback running full speed down the field.
Right, right.
And when you get ready to hit him, he slides forward. And if you hit him.
Oh, the hell about your momentum. If you make a mistake, you better do the matrix or something and miss it.
But this is the point I'm trying to make. And so. The changes that they've made to protect the quarterbacks, even in the face of that, there have been 53 different quarterbacks in the league this year because the quarterbacks have been injured. All of them, the starters, been injured and out, Gilbert. So they've done all they could to protect them.
Yeah.
But I watched the Cowboy game last night against the Eagles. And hey, Gilbert, those linemen and those linebackers, hey, man, I'm not saying you guys weren't good and like that, man, but these cats are men that run away freight trains.
That Michael Parsons.
Oh,
my God. He's a bad dude. And you know,
he's not just Michael Parsons. They've got.
But the Hurts is a mobile quarterback. And anytime you can get your hands on him after he done made you run to go get him, oh, we gonna lay heavy on him when we catch him, bro.
Man, I saw one of the hardest hits that I've seen put on a quarterback in the NFL since maybe your days.
Ooh.
And that was the Chicago Bears quarterback. What is his name, man?
Who?
The quarterback starting, yeah.
Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Man, he tried to run through a hole. And the Detroit Lion linebacker, he didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And the linebacker, man, Fields paid the ultimate price, Gilbert. The linebacker caught him full. Flush and laid him out. You know what? And the next play, he got up and threw a 40-yard touchdown pass. These cats, some of them, man, pretty tough.
Man, I swore that I saw the highlight. I ain't watched the game.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw the highlight, and I swear, you know how when the Transformers change?
Yeah.
I swore I heard that when he got hit.
You saw the hit?
I saw the hit, bro.
Man, he didn't see, huh?
He didn't fumble the ball, did he?
No, man. He got to be a pretty tough hombre, man.
Yeah, he got to be pretty tough, man. They don't got him on the billboards running down 94 for nothing.
Oh.
But he earned that. He earned that yesterday.
Yeah, Gilbert. He got up and the next play threw a 40-yard touchdown pass. Now, you know.
And Detroit, and what's that boy? What's that boy name for Detroit defensive end?
97.
Hutchinson.
Yeah.
That boy nice, man.
Well, yeah, they, you know, he's pretty good, but I'll tell you something.
Him and Rashad Gary from the University of Michigan.
Well, so here's the point I was making, man, with 3-0. The Packers are fortunate. They haven't lost love for one play from scrimmage thus far.
Yeah, there you go, Earl. Knock on wood, man. There you go.
I got to say that. Because the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, y'all. Here you go. Yeah, y'all heard it here first. Earl messed everything up.
How am I messing it up? The Minnesota Vikings. What are you talking about? Oh, y'all going to jinx them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like you jinxed yourself. Just like you jinxed yourself into this black hair got.
Hey, Gilbert, the Minnesota Vikings were rolling, and a lot of other teams were rolling, and now they've lost their starting quarterback. Starting quarterback, you've been saying it since we've been on the air about the value of that starting quarterback, you know. And
him. What with Cleveland and who they played yesterday? Was it Jacksonville?
Yeah, Trevor Jacksonville. Lawrence? Yeah.
Now, did Deshaun Watson? Did he play? He's still
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. No. Deshaun Watson played the Rams. They played the Rams. Oh no! I'm talking about the Ravens. You're right, Cleveland. You're right. He's still out.
I corrected that.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, he's still out. He's
a starting quarterback.
I know. But the difference was Cleveland had one of the old veterans that still left.
Who? Flacco?
Flacco. Yeah.
They say Flacco was at home eating potato chips and they called him up.
I know, man. Hey, that's what he was doing. But who would you rather have, Flacco or the cat from the Vikings who played three quarters? And they had 60 yards of offense.
Who the Giants got at quarterback?
Oh, the Giants, the name of the Giants quarterback that will be playing against the Green Bay Packers tonight. The starting quarterback for the New York Giants is Tommy DeVito. Not to be confused with Danny DeVito. But that's who they're starting, man. Hey, man, Tommy DeVito. We gotta take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. Join us under the hill with the grave digger. We got a lot to talk about. We'll return.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This one is for you.
Yeah. Having a little fun.
Collins, man. You never heard of Bootsy Collins? Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
I don't blame you. I blame Calvin.
Now, I told him to play that, man. Why? For you. You Why? Don't hear that? Let that play.
No, you don't. No. That's called wasting airway time.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
Christmas songs, you picked that one?
Hey, man, if you hear the beat and hear it all the way through.
I don't want to hear the beat. I want to hear the lyrics, the Temptations when they put it down.
Oh, I could have did that, man. You know.
Yeah.
But well,
Bootsy Collins, I like Bootsy Collins, but he don't need to be doing that.
Hey, well, man, that's a jam. You just didn't hear it all the way through.
Your jam.
So let me. So Gilbert, let's see. The Packers, and they're trying to get the Packers defense up, and the Packers know they got to win this game in New York, and the defensive coach is saying, listen.
Is this the preview?
Yeah, well, they're saying, listen, man, y'all gotta get ready, man, because, you know, Tommy DeVito is you're gonna be playing against Tommy DeVito.
You gotta be a comedian.
And so the team says, hey, you got any footage on Tommy DeVito? And they say,
look at the movie Twins.
Hey, man, that's got to be tough for a cat, you know.
Earl, we got to look up where this kid from. What school did he go to? How did he get drafted? Did they pick him out of the stands?
It's probably more information than we probably want to find out. Let's get down, man, with the Packers playing tonight against the Giants in New York.
This is a scary game for me.
Giants are 4-8.
This is a scary game for me, Earl.
Why?
Because we just had two big games. All right?
Yeah.
We're going in to New York, the City of Lights, big dreams. It's cold. It's rainy. They ain't got nothing to lose. The Giants ain't got nothing to lose. Every game we play from here on out, is a big game.
That's true.
Can we stay up for five games to make these playoffs? This game scares me because it ain't DeVito that I'm worried about. It's Barkley that I'm worried about. The problems we done had all year long is stopping the run.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So going in this game, Joe Barry got to earn his keep this game. If he earn his keep, we win.
Let me ask you something, man. I never understood or never understand why people say, and well, you know, they don't have anything to lose. What are you talking about, man? So how is it?
You talking about the Giants?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand how a team that has nothing to lose can upset a team that is a better team. Mentally.
Earl, remember the game we had. The Green Bay Packers versus the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis when they was 0-10. We going for a Super Bowl run again and lose to the Indianapolis Colts that was 0-10. Nothing to play for. But guess what? They playing the Green Bay Packers on a Super Bowl run, and they was up more than we were. That's why this game scares me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it clearly, Gilbert, on paper, shouldn't even be a game.
On paper, we should show up with our scrubs and play them. On paper. But we got a tendency, Earl. Remember what I said last week? Don't play down to your competition.
Now, I will say this.
Play up.
I will say this. I've seen the Giants play several times this year. And they got a decent defense. I mean, they got some cats that would smash you in the mouth, Gilbert.
They ain't got no slouches.
Huh?
They ain't got no slouches over there.
Yeah, and it's kind of what you always said. They're all pro players.
Yeah.
And it's Monday night, and this could be their Super Bowl, right?
Yes. First time being on national television,
The other part of it, Gilbert, is these cats are playing for their careers. When you when you're 4-8 and you're out of it, every play could be the difference between you eating caviar and, you know, SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
Well, yeah, man. I mean,
this can get the coach fired. This can get the players that they thought they was going to be there out of there, because they New York can probably say, let's revamp this whole team after this season.
Yeah.
So of course, they ain't gonna sit down. They gonna play, Earl. They gonna play. Yeah. They're professionals.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that we, you know, as fans don't realize. We just think, hey, man, there's no way you should lose. You know how big this game is.
There's no way you should lose to the Los Angeles Raiders. But we did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, again, based on the fact that the Raiders didn't score any points on yesterday's whole game.
Hey, you know who turned their season around?
Who?
Russell Wilson and them Denver
Broncos. Oh, yeah, Russell Wilson is turning the season. And I'll tell you this, after watching the Bears and the Lions on yesterday, I had automatically given the Packers a guaranteed win over the Bears in the end of the season. But, you know, same thing. They got to win.
Man, where the Bears going?
What are you talking about?
They ain't going nowhere.
I know. So
and they coming to Lambeau Field. Chalk that up as a dub.
Okay, man.
Chalk it up as a dub.
844-967-2789 under the helmet with the grave digger. Your thoughts. We'll be back shortly.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
News Talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses, Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles in the morning and some fog around as well. Clouds will stick around all day long. Temperatures will make their way into the upper 30s by lunchtime. We'll probably be in the mid-30s by the end of the afternoon. West winds gusting up around 20. Snow shower Sunday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. What's wrong with your neck, man?
Who is that, Earl?
That sounds like the Temptations.
I don't know who that sounds.
Hey.
That sounds like, how did they get a record deal? Who is that?
Hey, let me ask you, man. We've been talking about the great improvement in the running back for the Green Bay Packers.
Dylan.
He's been balling out, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, with all of that, and we've seen the major change in him, he certainly added to the three-game winning streak. I don't think you could have did it without him. It's kind of crazy to be putting information out that he's not going to be wanted back next year. How does that make you feel, man? How would that make you feel?
That further lets you know that football is a business. If they can get a guy in there that's cheaper, with so-so close to talent, they're going to take him.
Yeah, well.
Unless you're just a bona fide dog, you out of there.
Well, he's 25 years old, man. He's a battering ram, and he's been doing what they asked him earlier in the year. They said he wasn't running hard enough. What did he do? He started running hard. And now they clearly are stating, he ain't going to be back next year.
Cost cutting.
I know, but it's still five games left in the year.
That's why they always say, Earl, once you get in that position, you can't look back. Once you start looking back, That's when they're going to start bringing these people in and take your job.
Oh, so you mean it, that's why the fact that he's running hard and running harder.
Sometimes they already made their mind up. They don't care what you've done.
Yeah. Well, for somebody who played the game for 10 years, you kind of clearly know. And everybody knows going into it, it's a business, but still, at the same time, you know, they will, you know, use you up, right?
You become expendable. You like that brand new car that you just got that just drove off the lot. Depreciation starts soon as you got behind that wheel.
Let's do this, man. Yeah. We got your boy Rico.
Rico!
On the line from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Oh, you got beep. Well, let me ask you. So you got some information. What did you do? You got a call, and you're going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants tonight against the Packers?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Gilbert hit the nail on the head earlier, man. That's what I've been thinking in tonight's game anyway. You know, as a young kid, I never understood, you know, it's like anytime, you know, at the end of the year, you know, you're like playing bad and they fired a coach. And when I was a kid, I'd be saying, well, you know, why they fired a coach? It's them players that ain't catching the ball. They ain't throwing the ball. They ain't tackling nobody. I'm sure the coach told them to do that. They just don't know how to execute, you know. But when you get a little older, you get a little more into football, boy, you find out how much them coaches can make a difference. And going into tonight's game, yeah, Barry needs to come. I expect a lot out of Kenny Clark, an old boy wearing that 93, Slayton, I think his name is now. I expect him to be a big part of this game because Giants got a running game. Giants Duke can run the ball, and that's bad as our soft spot. But, hey, speaking of coaches, Earl, I don't mean to ramble on. What's with that McDonald dude over there in Detroit? What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? You go for a fourth down over on your field, did it against the Packers, did it against the Bears. It's like, man, why are you giving the ball?
Well, that's
what is wrong with you?
Well, that's what he does. And, you know, people can say what they want to say. But the last time I checked, they're 9-4. And so, in a much better position, they've got the fourth.
Hey, Rico, and he over here talking, and he got his Honolulu blue shirt on today.
Hey, Gilbert, they've got the fourth best record in the NFL. Doesn't matter what you say.
And after next week, it's going to drop to 5.
Okay, but.
And after that, it's going to drop to 6. And guess what? We're going to catch up.
Oh, man. Well, come on. Hey, Rico, I got enough trouble with one Packer, you know, on the line. And you know, he going to be a Packer until the end. But the truth of the matter is Detroit is 9-4 and in a position that they're going to make the playoffs. They just about guaranteed at 9-4
Earl,
to make the playoffs.
Earl, imagine this. Is Detroit going to get past Frisco? No.
No, but hey.
Is Detroit going to get past Philly? No.
No. Okay.
Is Detroit going to get past Dallas?
No. But they're getting to the playoffs, man. And that's what they've been looking to do. They haven't been there, you know, since, you know, you were probably before you were born. So it's a big deal for Detroit. As a matter of fact, they ain't been there since you were born. So it is a big deal for Detroit.
No, they've been there with Barry Sanders. They've been there a couple.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. But it's been a long time.
So, it's been a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on, man. They're a much better team. And certainly the coach and the way he plays, that's kind of part and parcel to he's a gunslinger. And so, you know, he's not going to do it the way it's normally done. It's been working for him. They're 9-4. Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Rico.
Hey, Gilbert, they're 9-4. And so.
Why you keep harping this 9-4?
Well, let me tell you why. Because
he's pushing on his computer, y'all. Uh-oh.
Because if you look at the NFL standings, as I did this morning,
uh-huh.
And you look at the NFC, And these are the top four teams in the NFC. Dallas Cowboys, 10-3. Philadelphia Eagles, 10-3. Detroit Lions, 9-4. Green Bay Packers, 6-6.
And you forgot Frisco.
Oh, and San Francisco is 10-3. So, I don't know, Gilbert. I think if, you know, you probably would want a 9-4 record more so than a 6-6 record, I think.
So right now, out of all those teams, all those top-tier teams, they're fighting for that first round bye.
Right.
At home.
Right. Philadelphia.
Who you think gets it?
Philadelphia.
It's the first round bye?
Yeah.
The way they've been playing?
Well, because the Philadelphia Eagles have the easiest schedule left. And we were looking at this, yesterday. Their schedule is easier than the Packers on the rest of the way out. So they played these two tough teams back to back. And now they'll wind up 14-3. So, you know.
Now on the other side with the Kansas City Chiefs, you think they're going to repeat?
No, man, the Kansas City Chiefs
who's strong over there like that but the Chiefs on the AFC?
Well, let me put it this way. The AFC, is in a shambles.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins.
Fins.
They're 10-3. The Ravens are 10-3. Kansas City is 8-5. So, I mean,
I'm putting my money on Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I saw the Baltimore yesterday. They played. They really, you know.
It was an overtime game.
They got a great defense. And they got a good quarterback. Right. And so, you know, you can get a long way. But the NFC, the NFL is by far the most talented.
NFC.
Yeah. And so that's where the Super Bowl winner is going to come out of. Let me ask you, though, because tonight, you know, in this game, can Jordan Love keep it up?
He got to keep it up. His mystique is growing.
Hey,
he got to show up when the rest of the guys ain't showing up.
Did you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about him?
What'd he say?
Don't make him an all-pro just yet.
Who said that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Get out of here.
He did say it, man. I wouldn't come on here and say what I didn't
mean. That's called a big old cup of haterade.
No, he said he didn't want to put him in a position.
Why?
That he gets knocked down right away.
He's a growing boy.
I'm just telling you what Aaron Rodgers
said. Ain't nobody tell him that. Ain't nobody say, Aaron Rodgers, we don't want to make you all pro yet. Let's wait till next year.
Hey, Gilbert, he clearly made this statement. Nobody asked him to make it. But he came out and said it. And
wow.
You think it was wrong?
All I can say is, wow, huh?
You think that was hating, huh?
That's haterade all the way, man. Because if you that guy and you just left this franchise, right? And the guy is making everybody forget you. Of course, I'm gonna throw some haterade on you.
Well, I think what he was saying was clearly.
What was he saying?
Because some of the people are saying now the Packers have three straight All-Pro, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Come on, man, Jordan Love, he ain't won nothing.
He gonna be that guy though, Earl. You can see it.
Oh, through
you may be throwing right now. You might be throwing you a little cup of haterade on the side.
Hey, man. So here's a guy who's played how many games? What are they, 9-6 and 6? He's played 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't determine whether or not somebody is in 12 games. You know, five of those games, he stunk up the place.
No, he ain't stunk up nothing.
Oh, okay.
It was the people around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now that you see that everybody's on the same page, you still getting the same play, but better. Hater aid.
Yeah.
Earl's. We going to go get us a can of Earl's hater aid.
Now, give
a,
I've seen Jordan Love. He is talented. No question about it. I've seen some of the bad Jordan Love. He's kind of changed that somewhat. But, you know, if you put enough pressure on him.
Come on, yeah. Earl. Come on, Earl. I can't believe you even said that. No, hey, Gilbert,
I'm just saying you can't compare him to Aaron Rodgers. And
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers shouldn't tell anybody he shouldn't be an all-pro.
He didn't say he shouldn't be an all-pro.
Who the hell is you to slow somebody down from being an all-pro?
Oh, so you really think that was player hating?
Oh, yeah, because he's making them forget number 12.
Now, he is doing that.
Number 10 is the man in Green Bay. If you sit there and watch, I just wish everybody can go to one game, and when they introduce Jordan Love and he come out that tunnel, the pop that he gets, wow.
You know, and part of this could also be that Aaron Rodgers, Gilbert, is, you know, he hadn't played. Ain't nobody's talking about Aaron Rodgers.
He's sitting there. Picking his teeth.
Yeah, been used to everybody talking about him.
Everybody talking about him. Whole cup of haterade.
844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch your haterade.
All right.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Now you're talking.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So, Gilbert, when you get to this part of the schedule, you've played 12 games, a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And how do you, you know, this is the stretch run. Your body's, you know.
Everybody's sore.
Huh?
Everybody's sore.
Everybody's sore.
This is where you separate the men from the boys.
Yeah.
Because if you're coming out of college, you just played your whole season. Now you got five more games to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why they got
to adjust. You got to adjust.
That's why they got the guy with the needles in the Stuff in the bag.
Girl is the hater king.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, man.
There you go. Hey, you can watch too much Dr. Will be in.
Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert. I was going to ask Gilbert a question. Since you brought up the name of former quarterbacks, there's another quarterback. A friend of mine said he saw something on the internet, and I was kind of shocked by that, but maybe it's not true. You can't always believe what they put on that internet. But there is a former quarterback named Brett Favre, who I used to hold in high esteem. I don't anymore. But he said that Brett Favre is bringing a lawsuit against his wide receiver, Sterling Sharp, and I was kind of like shocked by that. So anyhow, I'll take my answer off the air. You know, it's a little, but hey, who knows with Brett Favre anymore? I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you very much for that call. Calvin, you know, can you look up and see if any of that, you know?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I haven't heard anything about it.
Gilbert, you're still shaking your head, man. You look to be in disbelief. Oh. But anyway, man.
I don't know what Don's talking about. I haven't heard anything like that, but I'm sure Calvin's going to find it.
Yeah, but if we're going into, you know, five games left, you know, body sore, but mentally. That's why you keep saying the game is mostly mental.
That's right. 90% mental, baby. You got to be able to roll out of that bed on Monday morning and get ready for next week. If you play that's just kind of like we used to beat the mess out of them Chicago Bears, but we knew
it's
we
gonna be
played
a dog fight.
Chicago Bears on Monday morning. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't matter, man. The NFL, man, it don't matter if the team is 0-10, like I was just bringing up with the Indianapolis Colts. Everybody's got a day where they're going to wake up and shine. Period.
Yeah. Well, you know, tonight's game, if it wasn't...
Dun, 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 dun,
you know,
dun.
Hey, Gilbert, if it wasn't the Packers... I wouldn't be watching the New York Giants tonight.
Mm-mm. You'd rather watch paint dry.
But you already know, you can just kind of feel it, right? That it's not going to be what people think it's going to be.
No. But it's going to be a game, and it's a game we need.
Oh, hold on, Calvin. Did you find anything?
Here we go.
Yeah, so this... It was actually, the lawsuit was against Shannon Sharp, not Sterling Sharp. And it was dismissed in October, and it was about comments Shannon made on his show.
Oh, yeah,
about
I remember
the
about
lawsuit.
The lawsuit in Mississippi. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, Gilbert, we know.
I'm glad we got Don straight.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we know it's going to be an exciting game tonight, man. I'm going to watch it. But I watched so much football over the last... Yesterday and the day, you know, and this evening, more football, man. And does that mean I lead a boring life?
No, it means that you got to sit there and dye that hair because it looked like it's turning back gray.
Eventually it's going to do that because that's what it's supposed to be. See, what I have learned from this escapade with you. Is I shouldn't bet.
Yeah, you shouldn't bet. Especially when you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, tonight is going to be a close game. I know that.
It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game, you know, to build up or whatever. But we need this win, brother, to get ready for Tampa. We need this win.
Well, Tampa's another team, man, 6-7.
Did Tampa win last week?
Look, you think I pay attention to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
You said you've been watching football across the world.
Hey, good games. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I haven't been watching. They're 6-7. You know, kind of like the Packers, irrelevant.
Calvin, did Tampa win?
Yes, they won a close one against Atlanta.
ATL.
Yeah. So what was the score, Calvin?
29-25.
Oh, so they can score a little
bit. They scored 29 points. Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
So that must mean.
Let's pass our quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, man, we got a roll, man.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Good seeing you, man. Always.
Same here, brother. Same here. Next time, don't wear that Honolulu blue. Talking about them Detroit Lions. How about that?
It's a bad shirt, man. Talking about.
It's so bad the buttons about to pop off.
No. You know about buttons popping off.
I don't want no buttons, man. You're wrong.
Hey, man. All right, man. We'll talk next time.
All right. I'll let you, Calvin. What's up?
You got it. All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned.